While the payments will likely help parents' budgets this summer, research suggests they might also contribute to student achievement come fall. Here's Ed Fuller, an education policy expert at Penn State University.
Almost everybody agrees now that putting money directly in the hands of parents, particularly low-income parents, really boosts the achievement of children living in poverty.
But Fuller says this single policy likely won't lead to a gigantic boost in performance because more substantial payments would be needed to close the achievement gap that has grown with the nation's wealth gap.
While schooling was long thought to eradicate the influence of family background and living in poverty, it just doesn't.
According to the Department of Treasury, the average payment sent this month to qualifying families in the Commonwealth was $423. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.